Lesson 36. What is war? What is war? I believe that half the people that talk about war have not the slightest idea what it is. In a short sentence, it may be summed up to be the combination and concentration of all the horrors, atrocities, crimes and sufferings of which human nature on this globe is capable. But what is even a rumour of war? Is there anybody here who is anything in the funds? Or who is the owner of any railway stock, or anybody who has a large stock of raw material, or of manufactured goods? The funds have recently gone down 10%. I do not say that the fall is all on account of this danger of war, but a great proportion of it undoubtedly is. A fall of 10% in the funds is nearly £80 million sterling of value, and railway stock, having gone down 20%, makes a difference of £60 million in the value of the railway property of this country. Add the two, £140 million, and take the diminished prosperity and value of manufactures of all kinds during the last few months, and you will understate the actual loss to the country now if you put it down at £200 million sterling. But that is merely a rumour of war. That is war a long way off, the small cloud no bigger than a man's hand. What will it be if it comes nearer and becomes a fact? And surely sane men ought to consider whether the case is a good one, the ground fair, the necessity clear, before they drag a nation of nearly 30 millions of people into a long and bloody struggle for a decrepit and tottering empire which all the nations in Europe cannot long sustain. Well, if you go into war now, you will have more banners to decorate your cathedrals and churches. Englishmen will fight now as well as they ever did, and there is ample power to back them if the country can be sufficiently excited and deluded. You may raise up great generals. You may have another Wellington, and another Nelson too, for this country can go men capable of every enterprise. Then there may be titles, and pensions, and marble monuments to eternize the men who have thus become great. But what becomes of you, and your country, and your children?